请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名开始晚上的聚会，我们一起唱诗234首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service. Let us sing in number 234.
请坐。
Please be seated.
圣经里头说我们是神眼中的瞳人。
The Bible tells us that we are the people in the eyes of God.
这是一个非常真实贴切的一个描述。
This is a very real and very true description.
今天晚上我们要一起来查考这个题目。
And tonight we'd like to study this topic.
我们先因为我们是神眼中的瞳人，我们来献上我们的感谢祷告。
So that because of this, we'd like to offer our Thanksgiving prayer.
当我们想休息的时候，我们会会下达一个命令说把眼睛闭上。
And when we are about to have a rest, we'll have a command to tell our eyes to shut off.
但是如果有脏东西突然间飞过来。
But sometimes when there's something that flies towards our eyes,
我们的眼皮它就会自动的很快的闭上眼睛。
Very quickly and very naturally, our eyelids will very quickly shut.
如果还要等命令说把眼睛闭上，脏东西已经跑进来了。
If we had to wait for the command to have the eyelids closed, the filthy things will already enter into our eyes.
这也是神创造的奇妙之一。
And this is a mystery and wonder of God's creation.
因为眼睛里头有很重要的这个眼球。
For within the eyes, we have this our eyeballs.
我们请先来看耶利米书三十一章。
Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章28节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 28.
我先前怎样留意？将他们拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆苦害，也必照样留意将他们建立栽植，这是主神说的。这里一个很重要的字眼这里说神留意他留意来做这些事情。
And here says that there is a very important phrase that is to say that God watches over them.
神在刑罚这些百姓的时候，他是很留意的来做这个事情。
And when God is punishing the people, He in fact was very carefully watching them.
同样的，神要复兴这些百姓的时候，他也是留意的来做这个事情。
At the same time, when God was about to build and plant the people, He also watched over them.
所以这一位神他永远是一个非常合理非常有秩序的一个神。
Therefore, our God is always very reasonable and also always very orderly.
当我们人在愤怒或者太高兴的时候，我们很容易所做的事情是很情绪化。
And when we as human beings, when we are really angry or when we are very happy, the things we do are often very emotional.
那这种情绪化来做事情就不是很留意，所以常常会有瑕疵，会有很多的错误。
And as we get very emotional, we often will do things in fault. Therefore, oftentimes it will have blemishes.
尤其人在这个生气愤怒的时候
，especially when people become very angry.
人通常不会是很留意的来表现出愤来因为愤怒而有的这个举动。
One would not be very watchful to be careful in showing his anger in his actions.
也因为这样子，所以人跟人之间常常很容易有这种这个不和谐或者说这个误会或者说这种仇恨越加的深。
And so oftentimes, it is because of this, between people and other people, there are misunderstandings or there are hatreds that will grow deeper.
神对我们生活当中，他加注于我们生活当中的每一件事情，他都是很留意的。
And so God participates in all kinds of things in our lives, and He watches, watch over us very carefully.
这也让我们去体会到说这个神的伟大，神的爱。
And this is allow us to understand the greatness of God and His great love.
所以在先知书里头啊，先知常常所要表达的也是这个这个观这个这个观念这个事实。
And therefore, in the prophetic books, the prophets often try to describe this fact and this reality.
无论是对当时的以色列人，是对今天新约的显明，神都是很留意的来做他的每一件事情。
Whether for the people of Israelites in the Old Testament or even today for us, God does things in a very watchful eye.
那如何来描述神是很留意的来做事情？
So how do they describe how God is watching over us and doing things?
我想我们可以从我们是神眼中的同人这样的一个事实我们来思考。
I believe that we can think about this concept from the statement that we are the apple of God's eyes as the basis.
我们请看撒加利亚书第一章。
Turn to the Zechariah chapter 1.
旧约圣经的倒数第二节，撒加利亚书第一章十二节。
Book of Zechariah chapter 1 verse 12.
于是主的使者说：“万军之主啊，你恼恨耶路撒冷和犹大的诚意已经七十年，你不施怜悯要到几时呢？神预定耶路撒冷的耶路撒冷城的荒废是七十年。”
Here God has already prepared that for Jerusalem to be in ruins for 70 years.
那所以啊，这里这说这个神的使者啊，他们就说神啊，已经是七十年了。
And so the messengers of God saying to the Lord, that God, Lord, that it has already been 70 years.
哦，你不施怜悯给要到几时呢
？That will you not have mercy? How long will you not have mercy?
这个神的使者或者说这些先知们他们也总是非常关心着百姓的生活。
So the messengers of God or these prophets, they always care about the people, the life of other people.
我们再看十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，与我说话的天使对我说：“你要宣告说，万军之主如此说：我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其火热。”看起来好像神好像时间到了，神怎么还没有行动
？It seems that the time is up, but God had not taken any action.
但是事实上啊，神心里是极其火热的。
But in reality, God is very zealous in His heart.
我们再跳过来看第二章的第八节。
In chapter 2, verse 8.
第八节，万军之主说。在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们的列国，摸你们的就是摸他眼中的同人。在这里这个神他又说到说，那些摸你们的就是摸他眼中的同人。
And here God further says, those who touch you, touches you, touches the apple of His eyes.
所以我们来思想一下。神跟我们的关系。
So I'd like to think about our relationship with God.
我们来思想一下在信仰生活里头的一些原则。
I'd like to think about some of the principles in the life of faith.
神是怎么的留意的，在我们身上来做他的每一件事情。
And how God carefully watches over us in everything that we do.
当眼中的这个瞳仁被碰触的时候。
And when the apple of the eye has been touched,
那一定是非常的难受，非常的疼痛。
It must be very uncomfortable or even painful.
是的，在先知书里头描写 这些百姓啊，他们一定会遭受到这个刑罚毁灭。
It's true that the prophets has prophesied the people will be punished and they will be destroyed.
啊，我们最近读经的进度是在读先知书。
And as we reading the prophetic books in our Bible reading.
啊，在去年呢，我们也阅读了这个以赛亚书。
And the previous year we have read the book of Isaiah.
啊，那我们知道啊，为什么这个以色列国他们会遭遇到这个毁灭。
And we understand why the kingdom of Israel, why they must be destroyed.
啊，因为他们在宗教信仰，在宗教上啊，他们离开了神。
Because in their faith, they have left the Lord.
啊，他们在宗教在信仰上的堕落，也带来生活上、道德上的堕落。
And the decline in their faith also brought forth the decline in morality.
哦，这就成为他们整个国家、整个社会的一个悲剧的开始。
And that is the beginning of the tragedy of their entire society.
那整个国家社会遭难，就包括着每个家庭、每个个人也都遭难。
And so the punishment to the kingdom and to the nation also brought the punishment to each individual and each family.
啊，神在这个灾难还没有来到的时候，就先向这些先知来显示。
And before the disaster had come, God has shown His will to the prophets.
那这先知啊，他们通常都是存着一个怜悯的心肠。
And these prophets, oftentimes they are full of, they have a heart of mercy.
就好像第一章十二节我们所念的，他们会问说，要到什么时候？
Just as we read in chapter 1 verse 12, they asked when or how long will you be?
我们再请参考以赛亚书第六章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章十一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 11.
十一节，我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说，直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲，啊，无人，地土极其荒凉，啊，这也是以赛亚他得到神的这个信息之后呢，他也是这样子问说，这个要到什么时候呢
？And so likewise, when Isaiah received the message from the Lord, he said, "Lord, how long?"
神要以赛亚去传讲信息。
And God wants Isaiah to preach the message.
所传讲的是从神来的，是重要的，是正确的。
What he has to proclaim is from God. It is true and it is real.
但是神对以赛亚说，百姓却不会听。
But God already told Isaiah that the people will not listen to you.
因为他们的心好像蒙了油。
Because their heart has been covered by the oil.
他们听，但是听不懂。
They will hear it, but they won't understand.
听了心里不能够明白。
And when they hear it, they will not understand.
所以虽然你讲了，他们也听了，但是没有用。
So though you have spoken about it, they have heard it, yet it will be useless.
这个先知就觉得非常的悲伤，说这样要到什么时候为止呢？
And so the prophet feels so sad, and he say, Lord, how long will this be?
但是从另外一个层面来看呢、啊，神是说，这个碰触你啊，这个触摸你们的，就好像摸我眼中的同人。
However, from the other side, we see God said that those who touches you, is touching the apple of His eyes.
看起来是这些百姓他们在受苦。
It seems that it is the people who are suffering.
但事实上这也是神的痛。
But in fact, that is also a pain in God's eyes.
是的，是神将他们交在敌人的手中。
It's true that God has delivered them into the hands of the enemies.
我们请看丹尼里书第一章。
Let's turn to the Daniel chapter 1.
这是在描述巴比伦人第一次来入侵犹大国。
So this is describing the Babylonians first of all, the first time when they conquer the kingdom of Judah.
第一章第一节
，Chapter 1 verse 1.
犹大王耶雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。第二节
，Verse 2.
主将犹大王耶雅敬并神殿中器皿几分交付他手。他就把这些器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。第二节说， 主将犹大王来交在巴比伦的人的手中。
And so verse 2 said that the Lord gave the king of Judah into the hand of the Babylonians.
啊，这个圣经也是非常直接明白的说，是神将他们交在敌人的手中。
So the Bible clearly states that it is God who gave the king to the Babylonians.
百姓被掳掠，百姓被杀害。
And people are captured and people are killed.
啊，但是神说好像他眼中的瞳仁被触摸了。
But God said that it is like the apple of his eyes has been touched.
就好像有时候父母亲在处罚孩子的时候，孩子的皮肉痛，父母的心痛。
And that sometimes as the parents, they try to punish their children, it is though the children hurts, but the parents gets hurt in their heart.
那这个往往啊，心痛比皮肉痛还要深，还要痛。
And often the hurt or the pain in the heart is much more than that of the physical hurt.
那神真的是对这些百姓啊，这些百姓真的让他是非常的伤心失望。
And so these people really cause great grief in the eyes of God.
我们请看以赛亚书第五章。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书五章第四节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4.
我为我葡萄园所做之外还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？神是这么的用心留意的在栽培这些百姓。
And so God spends much time and he watchfully tried to cultivate people.
但是这些百姓的 表现却 让神伤心失望。
However, the actions of these people grieves the Lord.
这是人性的一个软弱。
So this is a weakness of people.
所以在新约时代啊，保罗就劝勉说，我们不要让圣灵来担忧。
Therefore, in the New Testament, Paul tells us that do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
真的，我们常常是让神眼中的瞳仁被触摸了。
So oftentimes, true that we allow the apple of God's eyes been touched.
就是在主耶稣的时代，主耶稣传福音的时候，人们也常常是这样子来对待主耶稣。
And even when Jesus was preaching, many people also treat Jesus the same way.
所以主耶稣说，他总是好像母鸡要把小鸡招呼来在他的翅膀底下。
And so Jesus often said, I want to gather the chicks under his wings.
只是你们不愿意。
But it is because you are unwilling.
所以你们就流离失所。
Therefore you would be lost and have no place to stay.
所以你们就受这个撒旦的欺压。
And then you would be persecuted by Satan.
那也因为这样子，所以神他必须道成肉身来到世界上。
And it is also because of this very reason that Lord Jesus has to come to this world in flesh.
用那个最大的一个牺牲为我们来牺牲在十字架上。
With the greatest sacrifice, he had to give up himself on the cross.
亲自为我们来尝了死味。
And that he had to taste death himself.
纵然主耶稣受了这么多的苦呢，但是今天还是不断有人在拒绝主耶稣。
So even though the Lord has suffered so much, but still today there are people who reject the Lord Jesus.
有时候我们生活当中我们稍不留意我们也是一样的，又让神的眼中的瞳仁被触摸了。
And sometimes in our lives when we're not careful, we cause the apple of God's eyes to be touched.
所以撒加利亚书用他的眼中的瞳仁被触摸来做描述。
So in the book of Zechariah, he used the apple of God's eyes to describe this.
因为这是一个最敏感的身体当中最敏感的地方之一。
Because this is the most sensitive place on a person's body.
那这也来告诉我们说神知道。
And this is also to tell us that God knows.
我们请看出埃及记第三章。
And turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记三章第二节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 2.
第二节，神的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现， 摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。好，这也是神向人显现的一个很特别的一次。
And so this is also a very special appearing of God to a man.
是在荆棘的火焰中来向摩西显现。
It was within the burning bush, within the fire that God appeared to Moses.
摩西为什么这个时候在这个米甸的旷野？
Why is it that Moses was in the Midian wilderness?
他就是为了百姓的受苦。
He was there because he suffered on behalf of the people.
因为他看到百姓受苦，他想要帮助百姓。
Because he has seen that the people have suffered, and he wants to help his people.
但是他没有成功。
But he wasn't successful.
虽然他不在，他离开了百姓。
Even though he had departed from the people.
但是在他的心目中啊，他还是挂念着那受苦的百姓。
But in his heart, he still cares about the people who are suffering.
但是他又无能为力。
But he could not do anything.
所以摩西的心中也是很煎熬啊，非常的痛苦。
So in his heart, he is also burning and also very painful.
或许他圣经没有描写哈，我们用想象的啊，或许摩西他也在想着说，神为什么让整个事情是这个样子。
Though the Bible did not describe this, but we can imagine that Moses was thinking that how can God allow the things to be in this way?
因为摩西他一想到自己的名字啊，他就知道自己是非常的不一样的。
For as he thought about his own name, he understand he is very different.
因为他名字的意思就是从水里拉出来。
For his name means that to be pulled out from the water.
跟他同一个时代很多的男婴啊是被淹死在河里。
In his same generation, many of the baby infants, those who are boys are cast and drowned in a river.
他是这么的奇妙的存活下来。
Miraculously, he survived.
他又被教育的是那么的有才能。
And he was educated and he was talented.
这岂不是就是神要让他来帮助百姓、拯救百姓吗
？Isn't this the will of God that he should save the people and help the people？
但是现在百姓在受苦，摩西也是苦。
And though the people they are suffering at this time, Moses also suffers。
所以神特别是用在荆棘的火焰中来向摩西显现。
Therefore, God appeared to Moses, in this burning bush。
神也是在。其实神也是跟百姓一起在受苦的。
And in fact, to show that God is also suffering with his people.
当然这是用人的描述。
Of course, this is from the description of man.
如果比较正确的话，我们应该说是神知道。
And if we want to be more correct, we should say that in fact God knows.
请看。出埃及记三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节，主说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦。”这里神说，对摩西说：“我知道我的百姓他们所受的痛苦。”
And here God said to Moses that I know, the pains and sufferings, His people has endured.
所以我们的一切神是知道的。
So all of the things that we experience, God knows.
保罗为身上的刺来向主耶稣祈求三次。
And Paul, he prayed to the Lord because of the thorn in his body three times. He prayed to God.
所以主耶稣对保罗的回答也是同样的意思，我知道的。
And the answer of the Lord to Paul was the same, saying that I know, I understand.
因为你是我眼中的瞳人。
For you are the apple of my eye.
你的受苦就好像我眼中的瞳人被摸了。
When you suffer, it would be like the apple of my eye has been touched.
所以主耶稣对他说，我的恩典够你用。
Therefore, Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们坦然无惧的。来到施恩的宝座前。
That's why the author of Hebrews said that we can come boldly, to the front of the throne of mercy.
因为这位大祭司他是晓得是知道，我们的遭遇 我们的困苦。
For this high priest, he understands our sufferings and our pains.
那彼得前书也告诉我们说，那事实上我们常常，我们只是暂时受苦。
And in 1 Peter, it tells us, in fact, we are only suffering temporarily.
请看彼得前书第五章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
第十节，那是诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。啊，这里彼得对在遭受逼迫当中的弟兄姐妹啊，这样来勉励。
And here Peter encouraged those people who are suffering, tribulations.
啊，是的，你们现在正在受苦。
It's true that at this moment you are suffering.
啊，但是啊，这个主耶稣是知道的。
But our Lord, the Jesus Christ, he understands.
啊，所以保罗说你们是战受这个苦难。
So Peter said that you suffer only for a little while.
啊，因为我们是神眼中的同人。
For we are the apple of God's eyes.
啊，请我们再翻回撒迦利亚书第二章。
Turn back to Zechariah chapter 2.
撒迦利亚书第二章第九节。
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节，看哪，我要向他们轮手，他们就必做服侍他们之人的奴仆，你们便知道万军之主差遣我了。第八节说到，说这个摸你们的，就是摸这个神眼中的同人。
And in verse 8, it says that whoever touches you touches the apple of God's eyes.
所以百姓受苦。
So when people they suffer,
神知道他们的苦。
God knows their suffering.
啊，第九节所讲的就是神的为他们，为这些百姓来伸冤。
And verse 9 then talks about how the Lord avenges for the people.
哦，所以这先知书常常不但是对以色列犹大的这个宣告，也是对列国的宣告。
And so often the proclamation of the prophetic books not only are messages to the people of Israelites, it is also for the entire world.
所以阿摩斯书第一章一开始就是对这个列国的宣告。
So Amos chapter 1 is started with the proclamation to the nations.
这个俄巴底亚书是对以东的宣告。
And Obadiah, he proclaims to the people of Edom.
这个哈巴谷书是对巴比伦的宣告。
And Habakkuk, he proclaims to the Babylon.
这个拿鸿书是对这个亚述的宣告。
And Nahum, he proclaims to Assyria.
这个从历代以来我们也看到神是这个为个人来伸冤的神。
And through the generations, we see that God really avenges for individuals.
哦，整个神的显明是他眼中的同人。
The entire people of God, they are the apple of God's eyes.
哦，不但这样子，我们每一个人也都是神眼中的同人。
And not only this, we as individuals, we are also the apple of God's eyes.
哦，所以神也是在也会为我们个人来伸冤。
Therefore, God will also avenge on our behalf.
请看创世纪三十一章。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章二十四节。
Book of Genesis, chapter 31, verse 21.
二十四节。
24.
夜间神对亚兰人拉班。到亚兰人拉班那里，在梦中对他说：“你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。”这是这个雅各他不告而别。
And so this is when Jacob he left without saying anything.
这个他的岳父拉班就追赶他。
His father-in-law Laban he went after him.
眼看着就要追上。
It seems that he was about to caught up with.Jacob.
过了这个晚上，明天就要追上雅各了。
After this night, tomorrow he will caught up with Jacob.
那当夜神就向这个拉班显现。
And that night, God appeared to Laban.
神对拉班说：“ 你要小心，你不可以对雅各说好说歹。
And told Laban that God told Laban that be careful that you should neither speak good nor bad to Jacob.
啊，这雅各在拉班的手中啊，也是吃了很多的苦头。
And Jacob has suffered much under the hands of Laban.
啊，神都知道。
And God knows.
啊，因为雅各是神眼中的同人。
Because Jacob is the apple of God's eye.
啊，我们请再看以斯帖记第七章。
The book of Esther, chapter 7. The book of Esther, chapter 7, verse 9.
第九节，事后王的一个太监名叫哈波拿说，哈曼为那救王有功的莫迪改做了五丈高的木架，现今立在哈曼家里。王说，把哈曼挂在旗上。第十节
，verse ten，
于是人将哈曼挂在他为莫迪改所预备的木架上，王的愤怒这才止息。啊，这个哈曼跟莫迪改啊之间的这个啊故事，这个啊这个他们之间的这个仇恨。
And so this is the story between Haman and Mordecai. Haman's hatred for Mordecai.
啊，这个哈曼因为仇恨莫迪改，所以啊，他一心一意的想要除掉莫迪改。
And so Haman hated Mordecai, so he wanted to kill Mordecai.
啊，所以啊，他就设了这个计谋。
And so he made up the scheme.
哦，他不但要杀莫迪改，他更希望把苏珊城其他的犹太人也都杀了。
And not only he wants to kill Mordecai only, but he wants to kill all of the Israelites within the city.
哦，那眼看着他的计谋啊，这样一步一步的就要实现了。
And it seems that his scheme was about to happen.
啊，最后啊，神出面了，神出手了。
At the end, God appeared and God has shown His hand.
啊，对其他的犹太人，大概就是动刀啊，把他们杀了。
And toward the other Israelites, the worse is to be killed by others.
但对莫迪改，哈曼就不打算了，让他那么容易的死。
But to Mordecai, Haman would not let him die so easily.
所以特别做了一个五丈高的木架，是要挂这个莫迪改的。
So he made a hollow that is 50 cubits high to hang Mordecai.
但是最后是哈曼自己被挂在这个木架上。
But at the end, it was Haman who was hanging on the gallows.
啊，因为莫迪改是神眼中的同人。
Because Mordecai is the apple of God's eye.
啊，因为神也为个人来伸冤。
For the Lord also avenges for each and every individual.
啊，请看罗马书十二章。
Turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 19.
十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。啊，有时候我们真的为自己的事情啊，我们啊好像出不了力量，做不了什么。
And many times, for on our behalf, for ourselves, we are weak and we cannot do anything.
但是我们可以得安慰的是，我们是神眼中的同人。
But what we can take comfort is that we are the apple of God's eyes.
虽然我们在众人当中或许我们只是很渺小的一个。
Even though we may be a very small and minute person in the eyes of other people.
但是就因为我们是神眼中的同人，我们知道神必定看顾我们。会为我们伸冤。
But because we know we are the apple of God's eyes, that God will look after us, watch over us, and also avenge for us.
那当然，神眼中的同人啊，这也代表着神的保护。
Also, the apple of God's eyes also means protection.
所以神也自己说，你们是我眼中的同人。
So that's why God said that you are the apple of my eye.
请看《生命记》三十二章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 10。
第十节，神预见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他看顾他保护他，如同保护眼中的同人。 啊，这摩西作歌啊，在描写他们旷野路上的这些经历。
And as Moses wrote the psalm, to describe their experience in the wilderness.
啊，那摩西在描写着神是如何的带领来保护他们。
And Moses describes how God leads them and also protect them.
啊，最后就是用这样来形容啊，好像保护眼中的瞳仁。
At the end, he describes as he keep the apple of his eye.
哦，所以今天我们也可以在当我们需要神来带领保护的时候，我们也这样来祈求。
And so today, as we need a protection and a guidance of God, we can also pray.
啊，请看诗篇十七篇。
And turn to Psalm number 17.
诗篇十七篇第八节。
Psalm 17, verse 8.
第八节，求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。啊，这是我们在危急，在需要神的看顾保佑的时候，我们可以这样来向他祷告。
And so as we are in danger and we are in need of God's protection, we can pray to God in this way.
哦，那我们这样子的来向他祷告，哦，我们相信他是垂听的。
And if we pray to God in this fashion, we believe that He will listen to us.
啊，我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
For we are the apple of God's eye.
啊，我们求他保护啊，这个保护我们啊，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
We ask Him to protect us as He would protect the apple of His eye.
哦，所以让我们看到神真的是这么的留意的，在我们每一个人的身上。
And so we can see that how watchful God is over every one of us.
啊，当我们在受试炼的时候
，as we are going through trials.
啊，甚至在我们啊这个受他管教的时候
，or at the moment when we are punished by God.
啊，或者我们在领受他的祝福的时候
，or at the times when are receiving His blessings.
啊，神都是留意的来做啊来。在我们身上行事。
God will do things watchfully over everything over us.
哦，那我们就要来反问我们自己。
Then we need to, on the other hand, ask ourselves.
哦，那我们对神又是怎样的一个态度呢？
What kind of attitude do we have for God?
哦，在我们这一条信仰的道路上面，我们是怎么的在看待信仰、看待神呢？
In our path of faith, how do we treat our faith and how do we treat our God?
啊，我们也是。是不是也把神看为宝贵，也好像是眼中的瞳仁
？Do we treat God as a treasure, very precious, as the apple of our eye？
啊，我想我们都愿意说，是的，神对我来讲也是这么的重要，这么的宝贵。
And I believe that all of us want to say yes. The Lord is also very important to us.
那到底？怎么来表现
？And how do we express this?
啊，请看箴言第七章。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 7。
箴言第七章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 7 verse 2。
遵守我的命令就得存活，保守我的法则，好像保守眼中的瞳仁。
Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye.
我们如果真的对神是真的把神看得这么重要这么宝贵
And so if we really treat God as very important and very precious
啊，那我们要好好的来看重神给我们的教训神给我们的诫命
Then we need to take heart the commandments that God has given to us
啊，遵守他的命令保守他所赐给我们的法则
And to keep his commandments and to follow the law that he has given us.
啊，因为神是这么的爱我们，对我们是这么的用心。
Because God loves us so much and he watch over us.
唱诗236首。
Let us sing in number 236. Please be seated.
啊，当我在准备这个讲章的时候啊，越准备越觉得说啊，真的很幸福。
And as I was preparing for this sermon, the more I prepare, the more I feel very blessed.
啊，我是神眼中的瞳仁。
Because I am the apple of God's eye.
啊，所以就一直想说，一直心中有一个啊这种说不出来的那一种感谢神。
And so from my heart, I have this thanksgiving that really cannot be expressed.
但愿这种幸福的感觉啊，也能够传染给你们。
I hope that this feeling of blessing can also be given to you.
所以在我们结束的祷告，我们再次的来感谢神他看我们如同他眼中的同人。
So as we pray, that is once more give thanks to God that He looks unto us as the apple of His eye.
也求主耶稣啊，继续加添我们的信心跟力量。
We also ask the Lord to give us faith and give us strength.
让我们也能够对神是这么的用心。
So that we may also treat God as such.
在我们的每一天生活里头，我们努力的来遵守他的教训。
That every day in our daily lives, we would strive hard to keep His commandments.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.